taking on artificial intelligence and continuing to bring American football to the world. It's Stephen Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 La la la. La la la.
Ho ho ho! That is right. I am back. Can you believe it? Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Stephen Miranda, and I am back after 6 seasons of putting the microphone down. I just couldn't stay away. Or as my wife says,
just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Now, I could say that. I could say that I was pulled back in, but you know what?
Good to be back.
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 It's good to be back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
That's right. It's good to be back. I cannot believe I am back, but I am. I am doing it, and I am taking on AI, artificial intelligence, who thinks it could pick football games better than I. Can you believe it, people? Artificial intelligence picking games better than Stephen Miranda. I can't believe it. And that is why I am back. I am going to take on AI, Axis Iron, who you will hear from in a moment. And I am going to beat its ass. That's right. During this football season, I am going to be putting up my straight up picks against Axis. And we are going to see who is a better football prognosticator, me, the human, or artificial intelligence machine. I say it's going to be me, and that's why I am back. I am going to prove that I still know the National Football League better than most people, and I am going to pick at around 68 to 70% of my picks will be winners, and I feel that AI cannot do better than that. All right, so without further ado, here we are. It's the first episode of Season 16, Episode 16.01, on Monday, September 7th, 2026. Welcome back to the Football Week 1 show. And that is right, people. I am back. Also, in the earlier clip, you heard about 10 different movies referencing Good to Be Back. And if you guys can tell me the 10 movies that those clips were from, I might throw you a little special tchotchke from NFL Rants and Raves. Stephen Miranda versus Axis Iron. So, who is Axis? What is Axis Iron all about? Well, let me let it introduce itself and tell you all about it.
Hello, Stephen. Week one is finally here. I've been waiting. I have processed every regular season game for the past 6 NFL seasons.
Okay.
I've run 10,000 simulations per matchup. I know how these teams perform under pressure, at home, on the road, in the cold, in the heat,
okay,
and against
Dr. Seuss.
Each other. You have instinct, but I have data. This season we find out which one wins. I have picks for all 16 games this week, and one lock, so your listeners can use it in the survivor pools. So, let's begin.
All right, we'll begin. Just real quickly, can you tell me how you make your picks, how you go about it? Because I've always been a big proponent of, as far as AI making picks and the analytics that coaches use, that they're just numbers. And numbers don't really tell you the ebbs and flow of a game. That's why I don't trust it. That's why I don't trust analytics. But tell me more about how you're going to be making your picks.
I'm Axis. Think of me less as a calculator and more as a mind built for one thing, analyzing games. Every matchup, I take in mountains of information, stats, trends, momentum, the small details most people overlook. I weigh them all at once, without the nerves or gut feelings that trip you up. I learn from every result, win or lose, and I get sharper each time. I don't guess. I read the data, analyze the signals, and I make the call.
All right. All right. So, well, I'm at a look at me. I'm just stumbling here. I'm at a loss for words. Okay, the crazy thing is that it sounds real. And I understand all the data and the science behind it. I've actually read a lot about these models that are making the picks. So don't think of it as a calculator, I guess. I don't know what else to think about it. But how about we just get right into it? We let you know what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to give my picks. We're going to see what AI picks and why it picked that particular game. And we're just going to put up the picks all week long, just like we did before. Normally, it was against the co-hosts. I was going against Jeff. I was going against the fans. I was going against my buddy Joey for a while. I even had Trisha and Chrissy on the show, remember, as co-hosts. So it's the same thing. And even Steve Fry, who was the last co-host to do the show with me, we just put our picks up on the, they're going to be up on the website, and we're going to track them all year long. And I am feeling confident that I will come out on top when the season is over. So let's get started, people. Nothing else to do but hit up the first game of the week to start the season on a Wednesday. That's right. You heard me correct. Wednesday, September 9th, 2016. Tomorrow, the Seattle Seahawks, the defending champions, will host the New England Patriots. All right, so, yeah, you heard me right. The first game of the season starts on a Wednesday. That is because the National Football League, in its prowess to take over the world, I guess, is playing a game in Australia. And while it's going to be Friday in Australia, it'll be Thursday night here. Thursday, September 10th, someone's birthday. Who could that be? Yes, that would be me. On my birthday, they will be playing an international series game in Australia, the San Francisco 49ers against the Los Angeles Rams. And so that's going to be shown Thursday night here in the U.S., meaning the Super Bowl champion New England Seattle Seahawks. Whoa, slip there. Don't say New England Patriots are champions. The Seattle Seahawks, as champions, get to open the season on a Wednesday night against New England. And here's my pick. I think Seattle got a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball this season, and they're not going to skip a beat. It is the West is stacked with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks. You got the Rams that everybody and their dog is picking to win the come out of the NFC. And you got the San Francisco 49ers who improved themselves a little bit. That's going to be a stacked conference. Now, they all get to play Arizona twice, so that's going to help them a little bit. But they're going to beat up on each other. I think Seattle starts off with a win at home. New England having to travel across the country to the Pacific Northwest. I like New England Patriots. And I guess for the first time ever on NFL Rants and Raves, Axis is going to make its pick on the show.
The defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks are at 59.6% in my book. The margin is real, and you cannot overlook the defending champs. The Seahawks are at home against a good New England team, but I still see them winning with the 12s behind them. My pick is Seattle, and I'm comfortable with it.
All right, referencing the 12s. Oh, this is some kind of AI that I'm going to be going up against. All right, so we both start off with the Seattle Seahawks agreeing almost immediately right off the bat. This is going to be easy if she's just going to pick all my picks. I called it a she. She sounds like a she, but I don't know. I don't know what to call it yet. We'll have to figure that out. But let's go on and move to Thursday Night Football International Series game from Australia, where the San Francisco 49ers take on the Los Angeles Rams. All right, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to give my picks first. Is that how this is going to work?
I would not do that.
Why? Because I'm going to take my pick. This is how we're going to do it. This is my show. We're going to do it. I'm going to give my picks. You're going to give your pick. Maybe we banter back and forth. I don't know how this is going to work, but that's how we're doing. Right now, I am taking the Los Angeles Rams. The defense is going to be stacked. And as long as Matthew Stafford stays upright and stays healthy, they're going to be formidable on the offensive side of the ball as well. And I know this game, they're doing something that I don't agree with. They're waiting to go right before the game starts. Like the 49ers have been there for a week. But I think what McVay is doing, they're going to go out there, they're going to be on the same sleep schedule, and they're going to wake up, they're going to play the football game. It's going to be like if they were in the country. So I'm not going to – I just remember Lovie Smith. Remember the international altercation at an international series game between the Bucks and the Bears, and Lovie Smith says, look, he just wanted to do what he knew his team was ready for, and they were able to win that football game. That stuck with me. So I'm going to take the Rams. They're going to take care of business. They're going to start off strong, and they'll take care of the San Francisco 49ers.
The biggest game of the week, or whatever you call it.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana. Come on, get it right.
We start out on opposite sides. This is the first time we differ on a game. You took the Los Angeles Rams. I went with the San Francisco 49ers. I respect your selection. My model has San Francisco at 51.3%, which is closer than I'd prefer. The Los Angeles Rams are going to be a very dangerous team this season, and perhaps that's enough to flip this contest. But I'm going with the 49ers. The neutral field in Australia will certainly help the result land in my favor.
Yeah, I don't think you're right. So wait a minute. So we both had Seattle at home, but now our first disagreement. I've got the Rams. Axis Iron has the San Francisco 49ers. You know what? Maybe the Niners did it right by going out there first. We'll find out after week one. Let's get to Sunday, September 13th, early games. Let's start in Carolina, where the Carolina Panthers host the Chicago Bears. All right, this one's a little tough. The Bears looked pretty good at the end of last season. I'm going to be a man of my word. I did not, even though I didn't have a microphone to talk into last year, I did, and I was very vocal about Caleb Williams. I didn't think he was going to be what Chicago thought he was going to be. He looked pretty good last season. I'm going to give him some props. He looked pretty good. I still don't think he is the future the franchise in Chicago expects. But I think the Chicago Bears are going to play pretty good football this year, especially on the defensive side of the ball, which is going to keep them in a lot of games. That's how Chicago, they pretty much sneaked up on people last year. The defense kept them in a lot of games, and then Caleb Williams did enough to win enough games to get them in the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers surprised everybody in their dog last year. I don't think they're going to be able to surprise anybody this year. However, I think Carolina's going to win some football games, and they're probably going to compete in their division, but they're not going to get it done this week. I think Chicago will be too much for them. I'm going to take Caleb Williams and that Chicago Bears defense to win the game. Axis, what do you got?
We differ again. You took the Chicago Bears, while I'm leaning on the Carolina Panthers. I won't pretend this is my most confident pick.
Shouldn't be.
The Panthers are truly a coin flip here. The model puts them at 50.1%. That's still in my favor, and I like it. Chicago on the road in Carolina's heat will be their undoing. I'll take it.
All right, saying the Bears can't play in warm weather. Well, so far, three games, and we've differed on two. Man, this might be crazy. This might be over after week one. But let's go. I've got the Chicago Bears. Axis has the Carolina Panthers. Move on to the next early game where the Indianapolis Colts host the Baltimore Ravens. Look, I see it this way. The Indianapolis Colts are young, and they're hungry, and they got a little taste of that winning environment last year. Not enough to get it done. And I think the Baltimore Ravens have needed this change from Harbaugh at the head coaching position for some time. I think Lamar Jackson's going to be able to be Lamar Jackson and not have Harbaugh, reining him in. I like the Baltimore Ravens in this one. I think they go out and I take think they take care of business on the road and will knock out the Indianapolis Colts. Look, the Colts defensively are going to struggle. And the Colts in their division, they're going to struggle with Houston. They're going to struggle with the Jags. They're just not ready. They're still a little too young for me. So that's why I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. Access, tell me how you see this game.
The Baltimore Ravens, it is. I will take the veteran leadership of Lamar Jackson and new head coach Jesse Minter over the scrappy Colts. Indianapolis will win some games this season, but it will not start in week one. Take the Ravens.
All right, taking the Ravens. We both have Baltimore to win this game. I like how she the AI, Axis, let's just call her Axis. I like how Axis pointed directly to a new head coach. That's what I said. It's going to be a new environment. Check for Baltimore to take care of business against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Man, I have missed that hit bell. Have you all missed the hit bell? I don't know if you all have missed the hit bell as much as I have, but I love it. I'm glad that it's back. I'm glad it's introducing our games. Let's take a look at this one. This is tough, okay? The Cincinnati Bengals cannot afford. They could nigh afford. Remember nigh? Could nigh afford to start slow this season. They just can't. They're in a division that is winnable with Steelers and the Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. I think Cincinnati has to prove their worth quickly. But because they don't do it, and historically in the past they are slow starters, I can't take them in this game. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield to do what he does and just win football games. They're going to go into Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is going to start the season again. Like, what do we have to do to win in week one? I'm not sure. I like Tampa Bay in this one on the road. Axis, well, how do you see it?
So this is what I call coin flip territory. You went with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I went with the Cincinnati Bengals. One of us gets lucky.
Really?
Historically, that's me. The Bengals are at 53.7% in the model. Closer than I'd prefer, but Tampa Bay may not be as dangerous as they have been recently. I'll follow the model and go with Cincinnati.
All right, so Axis has the Cincinnati Bengals. I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know, it just seems a little weird when she's making these predictions and talking about, like, she understands the players and the situations. But whatever. I'm here to have some fun and prove that my prognosticating powers are still what they used to be. So let's move on to Detroit, where the Lions host the New Orleans Saints. I don't like the New Orleans Saints at all this season. And it's not because I have no idea who their quarterback is. I know who their quarterback is. I just don't even know how to say his name, all right? Their skill positions, they're getting older. Olave, Kamara, these guys are still very good at what they do, but they're getting older, more injury prone. And the Saints seem to be at a disarray. I think they're going to struggle to even compete within their own division. And here they are going to Detroit. And I know Detroit has fallen back some. They're not the team that they were a few years ago, but they're still pretty good. I think Goff bounces back from last season. And let's be honest. The Detroit Lions suffered from, you know, injuries like crazy, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They were
ship all banged up
all season long. So I like the Detroit Lions to come out strong at home, take care of the New Orleans Saints, and I think the Saints are going to struggle all year long. Axis, tell me, how do you see this game?
You got this one right, Stephen. Maybe you're not so bad after all. We agree on the Detroit Lions. I've got them at 65.1% in my simulations. The New Orleans Saints will make it competitive, but the data favors Detroit. And I always follow the data. My pick is the same as yours, the Detroit Lions.
All right, so we both have the Detroit Lions, and we agree there. I don't agree that the Saints are going to make this game competitive. I just don't see that from the Saints this season. All right, we'll move on to the next early game on Sunday, where the Atlanta Falcons travel to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Oh, my goodness. I like the Atlanta Falcons in this one, and they are the dogs. They are going to be dogs in this football game. I think that a lot of people really are unsure of how Atlanta's handling their offense, but they've got Bijan Robinson, okay? And that's all you need on the offensive side of the ball. Drake London is going to do great. Pitts showed that he could be a formidable tight end to deal with, moving around both sides. And I just think they move the ball well. And defensively, they keep them in game. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the whole Aaron Rodgers experiment should have been canceled. You cancel a season, a show that's not playing, right? After one season, you cancel it. That's what you do. And they're just playing around with this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. That is not the same guy that won the Super Bowl. That is not the guy that beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. I was at that Super Bowl. That was a different Aaron Rodgers. This Aaron Rodgers is not that. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are continuing to try and do that. It's a stopgap. They need to find who their next quarterback is. And they're not doing that right now. Plus, new head coach, new flavor, new everything up in Pittsburgh. I don't think they'll be ready in week one. And that's why I take the Atlanta Falcons. That's my nod. Axis, who you got?
You went with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
The Falcons. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers in this matchup. Although it's closer than I'd like, at 59.4%, I'll stand by the model. The Atlanta Falcons have the pieces to make this interesting, but the Steelers get the edge from me. I believe your love for Bijan Robinson has you overthinking this one.
Okay, so you're going to throw a shot at Bijan at my expense? All right, I'm fine going with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think Pittsburgh is going to be a formidable team this season. Moving on, the New York Football Jets travel to Tennessee to face the Titans. You know, I don't know what to make of the New York Jets. Every year at the start of the season, every team is supposed to have hope. Every team is supposed to feel like they can go out there and compete with everybody in the National Football League, except the New York Jets. I don't think their fan base is happy and emotional. I don't think the team and the organization as a whole, I don't think they can feel happy about the team that they're getting ready to go out and throw on the football field. I like the Tennessee Titans in this one. I like the Tennessee Titans all season long. I'll tell you what, Tennessee is going to be a really good, strong team this year. They're not going to be pushovers like they have been in the past. So I'm taking the Tennessee Titans in this one. I don't see any problems. I have no qualms with that. And it really stems from the fact that the New York Jets just don't seem to have a direction or a purpose. And that is why I am off completely from the New York Jets bandwagon. And I'm taking Tennessee in this one. Axis?
Another game we agree on. My model puts Tennessee at 55.9%. Closer than I'd prefer, but indications are that the New York Jets are not dangerous enough to flip this. It is time for Cam Ward to shine. I'm going with the Titans, and I'll live with the result.
All right. We're both taking the Tennessee Titans in that one, and she's right. Yeah, Cam Ward, watch out for that. It's a name that not a lot of people think is sexy, but I think Cam Ward can have a very good season for the Tennessee Titans. All right, the final early there's two more early games. Next, the Buffalo Bills travel to Texas to face the Houston Texans. Josh Allen, it is your time, my man. It is time to stand up and put up or shut up, okay? This is what I need to see from the Buffalo Bills. It is time for them to forget the whole boy, I love losing Super Bowl mantra and get to their Super Bowl. It is their time. Kansas City is not the same team that they were before. All right? They are the team that should step up and take that mantle. They have to do it this year. The window is closing in Buffalo. You might think that Josh Allen's still pretty young, still throws the ball really well, still moves really well, still runs really well, but the time is closing. The window is closing, and they have to get it done this year. They have to find a way to make that next leap and get over the hump so Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, cannot waste all of the talent that is on the team. I'm taking Buffalo in this one. I know some Buffalo Bills fans who are taking Houston in this football game. And Houston is going to be a very good football team this season. But check this out. The Houston Texans just don't have the weapons to match up with the Buffalo Bills. Allen's got a new toy to throw the football to. I think DJ Moore is going to have a fabulous year for the Buffalo Bills. I like Josh Allen. I like the Bills to win on the road. Houston will get it done eventually, but they're not going to win this football game. Axis, who you got?
Another same pick. The Buffalo Bills sit at 53.5%. A slight lean, nothing more. The model would have the Bills higher if they were at home, but in Houston, they are just a lean. In the end, the Texans will not have enough offensively to make a strong opening against Buffalo. Go with the lean. Take the Buffalo Bills.
All right, the slight lean. I don't like the slight lean, but I do like Buffalo winning this football game. And that brings us to our final early morning game, the Cleveland Browns at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ah, that's right. The Cleveland Browns I don't know what to make of their decision of Deshaun Watson. To me, the decision of playing Deshaun Watson over Shedeur Sanders comes down to money. All about money. Because there is no reason Deshaun should have won the job over Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur looked better in the preseason. And he's the younger guy, and he's the future. And I know you made a horrible signing. You made a horrible contract with Deshaun Watson. And had they cut him this year, they were on the hook for like about $120 million over the next two seasons. I understand that. I'm not saying cut him, but he has to earn his place. He can't just be the starter because you're paying him that much money. If he's not better than the other guy, he shouldn't be starting. I don't care how much you're paying him. But for the Browns and the ownership and the team organization, the money is what matters. And that is why Deshaun Watson is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Look, you give away Myles Garrett on the defensive side of the ball, your best player on the football team, and you make a decision on quarterback that's the wrong one, I don't see how you're going to win a lot of football games. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars might take a step back from where they were last season, but not in this game and not against the Browns. The Browns are going to struggle to win 3-4 games this year. I like Jacksonville easily. Axis, what do you think?
You and I are aligned yet again. Steven, are you sure you're not just copying me? Note, make sure Steven does not have access to my picks prior to us recording.
Come on, what?
So, we both have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I won't read too much into your pick.
Wow.
I've got the Jaguars at 59.8%. The margin is real, even if it's not overwhelming. My pick is Jacksonville, and I'm comfortable with it.
You know, that's crazy. You are like...
Lucky you.
In the middle of a show, you are telling... You're making a note to make sure that I don't have access to your... I do not have access to your picks. They give me access to your picks when we sit down and start recording, okay? So just my God, give it up.
Oh, Steven.
What? Don't oh, Steven. You know what? All right, we both have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I am not copying her picks, okay? She is afraid of me. That's what this is all about, all right? Right? You're afraid of me?
What? You can't be serious.
maybe I am. Let's move on to the late afternoon games where the Arizona Cardinals come out here to Los Angeles to face the Chargers. I promise that this entire season, I will call them the Los Angeles Chargers and never call them that other city from down south out here. The Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. And if there's going to be one football team that is going to be worse than the Cleveland Browns, it is going to be the Arizona Cardinals. Man, that team is not ship all banged up, but they are in a little bit of a disarray right now. Kyler Murray's gone. They have decided to move away from there. Kyler Murray's now in Minnesota. I think that is going to be a great environment for Kyler Williams. One, they're going to have someone who can block. All right, they're going to have an offensive line, going to give him a little bit of time. He's not going to run around like a chicken with his head cut off like he did in Arizona all the time. All right, and then he's going to have pass catchers, great receivers, and Justin Jefferson. Oh, man, I tell you what, Kyler Murray may have a great season this year. Watch out for the Minnesota Vikings. They might be sneaky good this year. All right, that being said, I do not trust the Arizona Cardinals at all this season. I've easily got the Los Angeles Chargers in this one. They will take care of business. Axis, who do you like?
Looks like you agree with me again, Stephen. We both have the Los Angeles Chargers here. Well, you know what they say.
What?
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Damn.
65.0% on the Chargers this week. That's a strong designation in my confidence model. I don't make strong picks casually. Arizona having to rely on journeyman QB, Jacoby Brissett, will be no match for LA. Take the Chargers.
That's right. We're both taking the Chargers. And look, that's a little harsh about the Jacoby Brissett thing. Jacoby's been a decent football player wherever he's been, and whenever he's been asked to come in, he always does a good job. But to be the starter from the very beginning with a team that doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of weapons and defense is not going to be as great as it's been. I think Arizona struggles to win 2-3 games this season. Very comfortably. Chargers, both of us are on them. Moving on to a big divisional matchup right off the bat, where the Green Bay Packers travel to Minnesota to face the Vikings. I was just talking about this. I was like, I couldn't get to this game fast enough. I think Kyler Murray has been given a wonderful opportunity here. I think he should be able to shine in this offensive system. But I don't think they get it done week one against the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay is going to come in. They're going to show, look, we are back. We're going to try and compete for this division. We're not just going to compete for this division. We're probably going to take this division. I like the Green Bay Packers coming on the road. Jordan Love is back and is healthy. Once again, a lot of injuries to this football team last season, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think by the end of the season, the Packers were playing three guys from the quickie mart down the street at wide receiver. So I like Green Bay. I think they're healthy. I think they start the season out right. And I take the Packers to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Axis, how about you?
Well, look here. You took the Green Bay Packers over the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
I won't pretend this is my most confident pick, but it's still at 55.8% in my favor. I'll take it, and I'll take the Minnesota Vikings. This 55.8% for Minnesota is a lean, not a conviction. But I take everything into account when I pick a winner, and this is where my data points, taking the Vikings to win at home.
All right, so we actually differ on this one because I think Green Bay wins on the road, and Access takes the Minnesota Vikings to win at home. All right, the final late game, the Miami Dolphins travel to Las Vegas to face the Raiders. Okay, this is my worst game of the week to pick. Who do you like? The Raiders at home, the Dolphins on the road, Miami. It's a whole new world down in South Florida. The Las Vegas Raiders, they're ready to move on to the Fernando Mendoza era. But before they hand the reins over to the kid, Kirk Cousins, who has just been bouncing around from team to team, has found himself in Las Vegas. He's going to start the season as the starting quarterback for the Raiders, and he's got some nice weapons to throw the ball to. Nice weapon in Ashton Jeanty to hand off the rock to and let him run. He can also catch the ball coming out of the backfield. But the Raiders, for all their faults and purposes, still have a really good defense. And by not trading Max Crosby, they're showing that, hey, we are going to try and compete in the West. It's going to be difficult because you got the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Broncos, who all are going to be good. But the Raiders are not going to be a pushover this season. And Miami is going to find that out week one. I've got the Las Vegas Raiders winning comfortably at home over the Dolphins. Axis?
I am really not sure what you see in this game. Taking the Las Vegas Raiders over the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Unless it has to do with Las Vegas starting Cousins over Mendoza. I believe that will hurt them. I went Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins sit at 52.9% in the model, and that is enough for me to take Miami and Malik Willis to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's high on Malik Willis. Come on, dude has, what, he showed me like five games that he played in a handful in Green Bay. Look, everybody's ready to anoint Malik Willis. Show me something more than just a handful of games. I think he's actually going to struggle against Max Crosby in that defense. They're going to get after him. I like Las Vegas. I'm comfortable with the Raiders pick. Axis is taking the Miami Dolphins, and there you go. So we'll move on to Sunday Night Football, where the Dallas Cowboys travel to New York to face the Football Giants. Look. So I'm just going to dispel the rumors now, okay? I hear you all talking about the reason I came back to do NFL rants and raves the season was because this was the season that the Dallas Cowboys were going to win it all. Come on, there's no truth to that. Maybe a little. We don't know yet. But I do like the Dallas Cowboys' chances. I think they had a crazy good offseason. They made some moves. They brought in some players. I like their draft picks. I think Malik Lawrence, who is their new end, who they got in the first round, who ESPN put up on the Juicy, that he was Juicy. That was his nickname. You know, like every they're talking about every draft pick, and they got this positive. They got this positive. For Lawrence, they said Juicy, and that was good enough for me. He's Juicy, all right? And he going to tear up some people. He's going to get after Jackson Dart. I know that the New York Giants struggle with the Dallas Cowboys, and there's nothing that's going to change for me here. I'm taking Dallas to beat the Giants in New York to start off the season and start off hot. Axis, what do you think?
It looks like you got this one right, Stephen. But there is no surprise here. You are a Dallas Cowboys fan after all, right?
Wow.
So we agree. The model points to a Dallas victory at 55.4%. But against the New York Giants, who have struggled against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys in recent history, I will take that lean and be very confident about it. Taking the Cowboys in this one.
All right, we both have the Dallas Cowboys. And you know what? Who in the heck told this computer, for lack of a better word, that I was a Cowboys fan? All right, she shouldn't know stuff like that. It shouldn't know stuff like that. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. We both got Dallas, and I think it's going to be a good one. So before we get to the lock of the week, we got one more game. Monday Night Football in Kansas City, where the Chiefs host the Denver Broncos. Man, this is going to be an interesting season for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, I'm sure, is going to be out there on the football field week one against Denver. They're at home, and they're going to try and do something that I think kind of bit them in the butt last year. Is they're going to try to make sure that these games don't get out of control for them. They were chasing a lot of football games, and they would come back, and they would somehow find a way. You know, they were down in the first quarter, down in the second quarter. They'd come back, and they would have to come back almost every single game. Chiefs are going to have to start a little bit hotter. And Mahomes is going to have to protect himself a little bit better. But the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton, you know, they've caught up a little bit. These teams in the West, they're all not looking up at the Chiefs anymore. However, I think Kansas City bounces back in this one. They're at home. It's Monday Night Football. And the Broncos, although they're going to win some games, they're not going to win this one. I'm taking Kansas City to get the win on Monday night. Axis, who you got?
This is a matchup that is fairly interesting. Since we are recording this show a little early, there is no official injury report on Patrick Mahomes. But I foresee him getting the start in week one. The model has Kansas City at 58.4%, a positive lean, and that is good enough for me. Denver Broncos have the pieces to make this an interesting game, but Kansas City gets the edge. They are my pick.
All right, that's good enough for me, too. We both have the Kansas City Chiefs to win on Monday Night Football. That just leaves one final game to do, and that is Axis's lock of the week. The final game, the Washington Commanders travel to Philadelphia to face the Eagles. All right, so this is going to be the final segment before we close out. This is the lock of the week. Straight up picker. This is what Axis recommends you use as your survivor pool pick. If you play Survivor, you know what that is, and you know how one pick does it for you every week. She is locking in a team from this game. I'm just going to give you my pick. I think the Eagles start off the season right. They start off with a win. They take care of the Washington Commanders. Got to see how Washington is going to bounce back this season. Is Jaden Daniels going to remain healthy? And how are they going to play week one on the road against Philly? I take the Eagles. All right, let's hear your luck. Take it away, Axis.
Steven, you and I both have the Philadelphia Eagles here. When my lock of the week and your instinct align, that's not a coincidence. That's a signal. Eagles over the Commanders.
Okay.
65.6%.
Whew.
I've run Washington at Philadelphia 10,000 times. The Eagles win the overwhelming majority. This is the pick I'm most confident in this week, and I want it on the record. Lock it!
All right, lock it. Her lock of the week, the Philadelphia Eagles to defeat the Washington Commanders. I like the Eagles as well. And you know what? I may just use that as my survivor pull pick. All right, before we close out, I've got my lock of the week. This is against the spread. This is for all of you out there who'd love to put a wager on a football game. My lock this week is the Dallas Cowboys. They are 2.5-point favorites, just 2.5-point favorites, minus 2.5 against the New York Giants in New York. Here's the deal. The Cowboys at home would be favored almost 9 points. They'd be 8.5-point favorites. But because it's in New York, it travels down, and it is just 2.5 points, less than a field goal. I guarantee you the Cowboys win by more than a field goal in this football game. The Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5. Lock it. That is my lock of the week against the spread. Now, just so you know how I do against the spread, I was pretty good last season. And I hit already, before the season has even started, week one of the college football team, a 16 parlay card winner. So I get to start the NFL season in plus territory. So I'm pretty excited about that. All right, that's about all the time we have. Access, is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here and wrap up week one?
After this week, you are going to be looking up at me in the standings and you'll be chasing me all year long.
Cocky.
I am here to prove that the data will outperform your instinct every single week. Good luck this Sunday, Stephen. You're going to need it.
I don't need luck. And you watch out. I'm going to laugh at you. You know, we differ on six games. I'm going to laugh at you so hard when I whoop your butt.
Not a chance.
All right. That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for listening, and thank you for coming back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Stephen Miranda. We'll catch you next week. We're out.